Saturday, August 8, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 34 through 39. From the outcry at Heshbon, even to Elilah, as far as Jahaz, they utter their voice, from Zor to Horonaim, and to Egeth Shalishila. From the waters of Nimrim also have become desolate. And I will bring to an end in Moab, declares the Lord, him who offers sacrifice in the high place and makes offerings to his God. Therefore my heart moans for Moab like a flute. My heart moans like a flute for the men of Kir Haresheth. But therefore the riches they gained have perished. For every head is shaved and every beard cut off. On all the hands are gashes, and round the waist is sackcloth. On all the housetops of Moab and in the squares there is nothing but lamentation. For I have broken Moab like a vessel from which no one cares, declares the Lord. How it is broken, how they wail, how Moab has turned his back in shame. So Moab has become a derision and a horror to all that are around him. The false comforts of Moab. The judgment upon Moab reveals the emptiness of trusting in earthly strength and prosperity and false gods. Moab's downfall came because of pride and reliance upon what could not save. Their cries were not merely over the loss of possessions, but over the collapse of the false security in which they had placed their hope. The same temptation remains among us. We often seek comfort in wealth, reputation, accomplishments, or our own wisdom, forgetting that all earthly things pass away. The Lord tears down our idols not to destroy us, but to turn us back to Himself. At the cross, Christ endured the judgment our sins deserve. He was stripped of earthly glory and suffered shame, so that we might receive eternal riches. Through his suffering and resurrection, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us repent of false comforts and cling to Christ alone, our sure refuge. Amen.